Joining me on the line is the Mayor of the Sunshine Coast, Mark Jamieson. Hi, Mark. How are you going?
G'day, Steve, and hello to all your listeners.
How are you managing the summer weather at the moment? Building up a bit of a sweat, no doubt.
Well, look, we had an unusually cool December, but certainly summer's here with in force now, and the weather's a bit unpredictable, and that will be the case for a while. But I think we're well positioned to manage that. We obviously missed the worst effects of Cyclone Gabrielle that's over in New Zealand wreaking havoc. But it's this time of the year we've got to expect that we're going to get this sort of weather. Stay cool, keep hydrated, and get to the beach if you can.
Good advice. We wanted to talk to you today about some infrastructure things that are happening around the Sunshine Coast. And just recently, there was a lot of press about the plans to upgrade Sunshine Coast Stadium. And I'm looking at a picture of things there now. It looks very impressive. Improvements to seating at the main oval and an indoor stadium is planned. Can you shed some more light on that?
Absolutely. I mean, we currently have a seating capacity at our Sunshine Coast Stadium about 12,000. And that, requires a lot of people to be sitting on the grass on the hills on the eastern side and the northern and southern end. Into the future, we want to see a completely built-out stadium that will be able to cater for as many as 24,000 people. On our way to preparing that venue for the Olympics, it will be 20-odd thousand. Including a major new stand on the eastern side that will, increase the seating capacity for everybody in a fixed seat to almost 12,000. And with capacity still at either end, we'll be able to cater for events up to about 16,000 games of rugby league or rugby or soccer, as the case might be. So that's tremendous. And we want to have that done well and truly in advance of the Olympic games, because whilst this will be a great location for the Olympic Games, we want to have it done and be having an early legacy, if you like, for our local people to be using it in advance of that. So really that will construction will need to get underway fairly soon, but that would be being used by our community well in advance of the games.
That sounds really positive. So you mentioned some of the sports there on the main oval. The indoor venue's likely to host what other sorts of sports with, I guess, the Olympics in mind?
Yeah, well, an entirely new indoor stadium with 11 courts for a variety of indoor sports. It could be basketball, certainly basketball. That'll be what will be there during the Olympics. There'll be preliminary basketball matches, but netball, volleyball, pickleball, futsal, badminton, to name a few, will all be able to utilise that facility. And indoor courts are really at a premium on the Sunshine Coast. We've got some great facilities, but with the rapid growth of our population, we don't have enough to satisfy everybody. So I think that is a great outcome. We could be watching netball matches there, for instance, with our great Sunshine Coast Lightning team, taking on the capital cities around Australia here on their home ground with 6,000 seats for spectators, whereas currently in the existing facility it's only 3,000. And I'm pretty confident they would sell out the 6,000 at every match. So it'll be, a tremendous resource for all sorts of sports. But an opportunity on a show court for us to house an audience of 6,000.
Now, Mayor, we're asking our listeners today to prioritise what they think are the needs as far as infrastructure goes. Is there a decision likely soon on light rail or some other sort of public transport alternative for the Sunshine Coast?
Well, there are two major projects underway. One is for a heavy rail corridor, which already exists, but for the completion of the development of that corridor from Beerwah to the city centre of Maroochydore to be completed ahead of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And then as a complementary to that, and I think it's important that I reinforce the word complementary because they're not competitive at all, is to have a mass transit solution that makes its way largely along the Nicklin Way that connects Caloundra to Maroochydore to enable people to, you know, I guess get that last mile to home, if, as the case might be. Mm. So the rail from that will eventually be from Brisbane to Maroochydore is about bringing people to and from those two cities. The mass transit is really about getting people into the most heavily populated suburbs and giving them options as to how they move about. So they're both going to be really important. They're both the responsibility of the state government, who ultimately owns the rail network, the ticketing system, the rolling stock and everything else that goes with it. We're obviously, as a council, being lobbying hard on that and have been for some years. We've co-funded a business case with the state government that is currently underway, and I'm looking forward to the outcome of that in the near future. As far as the heavy rail is concerned, again, that's I think everyone understands it's required, and there was some announcements prior to the last federal election suggesting that to build the rail from Beerwa to Maroochydore would be a cost of about $3.2 billion. I think that's well and truly short of what the real cost will be. It has to transverse some fairly challenging areas of water and a small mountain. So we'll see exactly what comes of that. We're very reliant on the new federal government and their decision to support the 50-50 costs of that. But I think they realise as well that the $3.2 billion was never going to be enough to get it all the way between Maroochydore and Beerwa.
Now, the other major concern raised by our listeners today was the availability of housing and the affordability. Has council got any ideas in that direction?
Look, council obviously is an advocate on behalf of community, and we've been engaging with a lot of community groups, and there's a lot of people very concerned about the lack of housing options. The fact of the matter is that we've probably never built more houses on the Sunshine Coast, but it's still not enough to cater for an ever-growing population. Now, that's a big issue. In the money that people that council collects from ratepayers in their rates, that isn't earmarked for housing development. Obviously, council as the planning authority has a lot of influence over what needs to be done. But again, largely it's a state government responsibility. And I can say that on the Sunshine Coast, we have about half as much as the state average as a percentage of overall housing. So we are well behind in that category, and we need the state to make a very determined effort to try and help the Sunshine Coast catch up.
In the lead up to the games, are there other specific projects that we can look forward to as Sunny Coast residents?
Oh yes, well absolutely. I mean, we'll also be hosting major events in and around the Alexandra Headland Surf Club. That's where the staging point will be for the commencement of the marathon walk, road cycling, and they will then go off into the hinterland area of the Sunshine Coast before making their way back to the finish. We'll have road cycling up around the Blackall Range as well as along the coastline. We'll be hosting the mountain bikes at Park Lakes, sort of Parklands near Nambour, and we'll also be have kite surfing off the coast of Alexandra Headlands. So it's going to be quite an exciting time. There'll be a new Olympic village built in the city centre at Maroochydore that will be able to cater for around about 1,300 to 1,400 people over the course of several weeks of Olympic and Paralympic games. So they'll be great long-term assets for the region, along with the improvements in connectivity around rail and roads. We're also investing heavily in our digital connectivity to ensure that we utilise our international broadband submarine cable that links us to Hong Kong, to LA and to Tokyo, as a great means of selling everything that's great about the Sunshine Coast.
Well, Mayor Mark Jamieson, we are definitely looking forward to the, blossoming of the Sunshine Coast as we approach the Games in 2032. Thanks for taking time out and having a chat with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Steve, for the yarn, and good day to all your listeners.